Okay, that's right. We're going to continue now in the eighth parak of Masechta Shviyos. We are going to learn Mishnayos Gimel and Dalit. So Mishnah Gimel is going to talk about the Isra Schora with Peiros Shviyos. One is not allowed to do business with Peiros Shviyos. So even when you have circumstances where you are allowed to sell Peiros Shviyos, you're not allowed to sell it in the normal way that you would sell other Peiros. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein Mokrim Peiros Shviyos, Lo B'Mida, Lo B'Mishkal, V'Lo B'Minyan. You're not allowed to sell Shemitah produce by exact volumes and weights and numbers, meaning you're not allowed to sell Shemitah produce by the pound or by the dozen or anything like that, the way you would buy normal things. You have to just do an estimation. That's what the Bartender writes. Kadesh Yimkru Bezul, in order that it should be sold cheaply, that you shouldn't be making too much money off of it. So you'll remember by selling it in this unusual way, you'll remember to treat it with a little bit of an extra sense of Kedusha. So Velo Te'ein b'minyan v'lo yarek b'mishkal. You're not allowed to sell figs which normally you would sell figs by weight, so you're not allowed to sell them even by number. Vegetables that you would normally sell by an X number of vegetables, this many red peppers, that many cucumbers, you're not allowed to sell even by weight. Shemitah produce has to be sold without any precise measurements, without any exact measurements, whether it be mida, mishkal, or minyan. In addition to the way that you to the weighing and the measuring, the way that you package it has to be changed also. So the Mishnah is going to have a machlokas about how to package Shemitah produce that you want to sell. Most of the time when vegetables grow on their own during Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat them midrabanan, because it's sviche shviyas, but when you have the vegetables that are not included in the iser of sviche shviyas, svichen, for example, doesn't apply to vegetables that grow in the wild. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about now. So says the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim, Aflo Agudos. You're not allowed to sell Shemitah vegetables if they're bundled up in bundles, the way vegetables are usually sold in bundles. So you have to sell Shemitah produce if it's loose and unbundled. Ubeisilalom, Beisil says, Eshedarko Leger Babayis, Ogdenoso Beshuk. If it's the kind of vegetable that you would bundle even in your own house, meaning even when you're not in a commerce situation, so it's not just bundled when you want to sell it, it's bundled whenever you want to use it for even your own personal use, so then you're allowed to bundle it when you're selling it in the market as well, because that's not something that's it's an indication of marketability of the item. It's just that's the way you handle these items. Kigon hakreshin venetzachalav, like certain vegetables like leeks and a milky blossom is what they call a netzachalav. So these types of things are things that are always bundled, so since you always bundle them, it's not a problem to bundle them in selling them in the market either. Now, Mishnah Dalit discusses the following. A person buys Shemitah stuff, so the money you pay for that has Kedusha Shviyas as well. So the Mishnah talks about, what about if you pay a worker to work with, to collect Shemitah produce from your field, is the money that you pay the worker to do the work on the Shemitah stuff, is that going to be, or to collect the Shemitah stuff, is that also going to have Kedusha Shviyas? Is that the same as money that you pay to purchase Shemitah produce? So Ha'omer Lepoel, if someone says to his worker, Heilach Isar Zeh V'Lekot Li Yerek Hayom, here, take this money, take this Isar, and Isar is a coin, and pick some Shemitah vegetables for me today, because I'm paying you to pick the vegetables that grew on their own during Shemitah. You didn't do anything wrong, you didn't work your field during Shemitah or anything like that, they're just vegetables that happen to be growing, so you pay a worker some money to go and pick the vegetables from the field. So schara mutter, whatever money you pay him is going to be mutter. They do not have kedusha shviyas because the money is for the work. It's not for the produce itself. But the kotli bo yarek. But if you say pick shmita vegetables for me with this money, with this iser, so schara aser, then the schara is going to be aser. Then it's going to have kedusha shviyas because you told him to pick the vegetables. For this Isar, that means that you're trying to exchange the vegetables for the money. You're not paying him for the work, you're paying him for the vegetables. And once you're paying him for the vegetables, then certainly the money is going to have Shemitah Kedushas Shviyas. Now, if you have vegetables or money that have Kedushas Shviyas, you could exchange them for food. You're allowed to buy food with it, but you're not allowed to use Shemitah produce or money or Shemitah money money to be parea chov. If you owe somebody money, you're not allowed to be parea chovo with something that has kedusha shvius, whether it be money that has kedusha shvius or whether it be produce that has kedusha shvius, even if the only reason you have that chov in the first place was because you were buying that food and you still owe the money that you owe for that food. So the Mishnah elaborates, lokach min anachtom kikar bepundyon. If a person took a loaf of bread worth a pundyon from a nachtom, from a bakery, and he said, kishelkot yarkos sada avilach, when I pick the wild vegetables, I'll bring you some. So then mutter, that's mutter to give the baker the vegetables, even though the vegetables are Shemitah produce, because the person, you're not allowed to be pareh chova with Shemitah produce, but you didn't try to pay for this bread with the vegetables, you just took the loaf of bread as a gift, and he said, you know, you're nice to me by giving me this loaf of bread, one day I'm going to be nice to you, I'm going to show my hakaras hatov, and I'll be nice to you by giving you vegetables, because since vegetables that are growing in the wild are not so hard to find, it's very easy to come by, so the baker can easily go get them himself. This is just a gesture. If he's agreeing to this kind of exchange, it's obviously because he's willing to give you the bread for free, and it's just a goodwill gesture, but it's not a prias chov. But lokach mimenu stam, if you take the bread from the baker and you don't say anything about payment, so normally you go to a bakery and you take bread, there's an understanding that you're supposed to pay for it, so you owe him the money. So then lo yishalim lo midme shvius, you cannot use shmita money to pay for that bread. She'in parun chov midme shvius, because you're not allowed to be parei chov with shmita money, as the bartender points out, dahavi kischora, because that is going to be like doing business with shmita produce, so you're not allowed to do that. So even though Shemitah money and Shemitah produce can be used to buy food, that's only if the money is paid when you are buying the food. Here, I'm giving you the Shemitah money in exchange for this food. I'm giving you the Shemitah produce in exchange for this food. But if you have the food and you buy it on credit, that means that you owe money now. And once you owe money, then you're not allowed to later pay pay back the money that you owe with Shemitah produce. So let's quickly review what we did today. Mishnah Gimel taught us that you're not allowed to sell Shemitah produce, even in cases where you're allowed to sell Shemitah produce, like in Nizdamnilo or whatever, even in those rare cases that you're allowed to sell Shemitah produce, you have a little bit of extra from what you brought into the house, you're not allowed to do so with exact number, by selling it by weight or measurement or number, and even if it's not the way it's normally sold. And then we had a machlokas Beisham Beisilel, are you allowed to sell it bundled up, where Beisham said no, and Beisilel said, well, if it's the kind of thing you bundle even in a non- commercial context, then you're allowed to bundle it as well. Then Mishnah, even in a commercial context. Then Mishnah Dalit told us that you're allowed to pay a worker to go collect Shemitah produce from the field if you're paying him for the work and you're not paying him for the produce, meaning you're allowed to do it no matter what, but whether the money that you give him as Kedusha Shavias is dependent on whether you're paying him for the work or you're paying him for the produce. And the Mishnah also said that since you're not allowed to be Parei Chovo with Shemitah money or Shemitah produce, when you take bread from a Nachtom, so if you say, you know, I'm going to take this bread and don't worry, I'll do you a favor someday, so that's not called Parei Chovo. But if you make no mention of any sort of payment, then it's considered Parei Chovo when you subsequently pay him with the Shemitah produce. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Hei.